Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and I've been reading this book called Radical Candor. I will link it in the show notes. And at the end of the book, they were talking about stories of interviewing people to find the right team players for their companies, right? So it's a book about leadership and teams in companies. And they said that what they do, which I thought was so interesting, is they take their prospective employee to lunch. So instead of doing a group interview, which they do, you know, on Zoom or in person, they always do something different, like take them to lunch or go for a walk or something like that. And what they find is you really get to know someone. So one of the stories was that they took a candidate to lunch. They took a couple candidates to lunch, and one candidate was kind of rude to the waiter. And it was a sign to this leader that that's not the right candidate for their team because they were really focused on team culture. And that's kind of something that you wouldn't normally see in a regular interview. But in this lunch, they got to see this person interact with others and was like, yeah, that's not the kind of person we want to work with. But on the flip side, they took someone to lunch, a different candidate, obviously, and they said that the different candidate picked up a napkin that of someone that had dropped it. And on their way to walking on the street to go to this restaurant, he saw some trash on the sidewalk and he picked it up and put it in the trash can just a few steps in front of him. And it made such an impression that he was acting kind, right? That he cared for others and cared for his planet or whatever these leaders were thinking. It was this idea that you really do have an opportunity to show that behavior matters. And we talk about kindness being contagious all the time, but even in a job interview, you can see how important it is to show up in kindness and authenticity. So I want to just share that little story with you from the book Radical Candor and inspire you to do acts of kindness even when you don't think anyone is watching and to know that it really does pay it forward. So until next time, remember, kindness is contagious.